Soldiers of the armed forces of Ukraine continue to conduct a successful counteroffensive in the east of the country. Today, the Ukrainian flag was raised in the village of Dobrova, Lyman District, Donetsk region. In addition, the village of Shurov, which was a popular recreational center among the locals, in the same district was liberated from the occupiers, according to the operative NZSU Telegram channel. According to experts, the liberation of these villages gives grounds to talk about favorable conditions for the development of a counteroffensive. Accordingly, the towns of Lyman, Lysychansk, and Severodonetsk may be next in line for liberation. As reported by the General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine, the total combat losses of the enemy between the 24th of February and the 17th of September approximately amounted to about 54,250 persons were liquidated, 2,202 tanks, 4,701 armored fighting vehicles, 1,306 artillery systems, 312 multiple launch rocket systems, 168 anti-aircraft warfare systems, 251 aircraft, 216 helicopters, 3,571 motor vehicles and fuel tanks, 15 warships, boats, 911 unmanned aerial vehicles, 121 special equipment units, 236 enemy cruise missiles. Meanwhile, Russia, realizing that it cannot oppose Ukrainian soldiers on the battlefield, continues to terrorize the civilian population and destroy critical infrastructure facilities. Today, the enemy attacked Ochakiv and the villages of Shirok and Dmitrivka in Mykolaiv region. In Donetsk region, private buildings in Kramatorsk and the Slovyansk Thermal Power Plant, TPP, came under massive attack. The Russians also attacked Chuhuiv in Kharkiv region. Critical infrastructure facilities, residential buildings, and enterprises were damaged. Bohdan Marushiak.